Excuse me, ladies, he wants to ask you something.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
It's just a quick question.
Please, feel free.
Just get up and leave. I already sense the attitude is effed up.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
So don't even bother her. Don't talk to her. Say, oh, never mind. I see you having a rough one. Let me get up out of here.
You're the most interesting out of all the people. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But tell me, are you a freak?
Do you want me to f*** you up?
You can tell me whatever you want.
See, this is the American woman threatening violence. Now, hey, was it rude? Sure. But feminine women don't threaten to F men up. So just remember that. But she already gave him that energy before he even walked up and asked the question. So he should have been able to telegraph this, if that's the right word.
I really don't matter. It really doesn't matter.
I suggest that you have some f***ing respect for women, okay, and you walk the f*** away right now.
Okay. Do you think she had respect for men?
What
did
makes
you hear me?
I understand.
Did you f***ing hear me?
I understand.
So get the f*** up and walk away.
But this dude could pull her into oblivion. Do she act like she knows that? No. Because they're confident that that will never happen. But it very well could. I genuinely believe that millions of women in America feel like they could beat up the average man. They're genuinely convinced.
Right now.
Apparently.
This camera.
Yeah. I'm
about to show you a little f*** that you are. So get the f*** up and walk away right now. You want to f***ing go?
First of all, I was...
I don't even know what the f*** I am, so get the f***.
Hispanic.
Oh my goodness. If it isn't Little Miss Attitude.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
Sometimes I got an attitude, but I'm not like crazy.
I need 95% of my friends are female. So I've seen everything. I've seen mattresses on the floor. You know what I mean? Get up and go to the club and sit in VIP. With nothing in their fridge.
Yeah, don't get deceived by Instagram pics. Yeah, don't get deceived by she always in the club with a drink in her hand. She ain't buy that drink. Yeah, don't get deceived by her standing in front of somebody else's car on Instagram. She homeless for real. Don't get deceived by she got long hair and a pretty face. This chick is a bum. And she's going to be a burden and just... I can't even put it into words. She's going to be hell for your life if you get involved with her. If you only knew the chaos that is most of these women's lives. Asria D always says, lust would turn into disgust real quick.
I stand on everything I did. And if it doesn't work for you, then you don't work for me.
Open the door. What? Bet, I'm getting your daughter taken away from you.
Yep. It never fails. They always use the kids against you. Never fails. Semen retention is very important when it comes to these thoughts. They always use the little ones against you.
As a woman, you will get disrespected to your face because his financial status says I can. So my thing is, if you coming home to me at night and only me, baby, I'll take you broke. I'll take you broke.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're going to let the camera keep
rolling. This is not true. This doesn't even make sense.
Would you date a bus driver? Would you date
if he owns the bus?
She's leaving stuff out, though. He still got to be 6 feet and fine and built and have swagger and charisma and all that stuff and a beard. She's leaving a lot of stuff out. She sounded like a real one for a minute there, though. Keep your eyes peeled.
I see why bitches stay now. And I always used to judge women that would stay. I'm like, you weak ass bitch. You can leave. You can't go get a job. But when you get yourself into that hole,
mm-hmm,
and you got thousands of dollars worth of bills and you ain't had a job in 10 years or a year, whatever, 9 months, you know what I mean? When I didn't work at all when I was pregnant.
Right.
I can see why people stay. It actually would have been a lot easier for me to just suck a dick and shut the fuck up.
Right.
Oh, he's going to go do what he wants to do. I'm going to be taken care of, I guess, kind of taken care of, not really.
I mean, yeah, that's what women have been doing since the beginning of the time. Suck a D and shut up and you can get taken care of. Effinism, you know, screwed your mind up. Saying, let me get out here and work. Man, I promise you, 90% of women who out here working don't really want to be working. They stuck working because they can't find a man that would take care of them. They brag about it at first. It's cute to be strong and independent. But once they get in their 40s and stuff, they ready to stop working. They hate this strong, independent stuff by the time they hit 40. And now they like, well, maybe I should just suck a D and shut up. But now it's too late. Okay, let's go over this dating profile. She's obviously a little chubby. But some of you guys are into that. But we're going to definitely take some points off of that later. She's 49. So that means she's 2 decades past the wall. And honestly, I wouldn't advise a 70-year-old man to date a 49-year-old woman. I would just tell him, look, enjoy your life, the rest of your life, and be at peace. She's a registered nurse, so she probably works all the time. That's a problem. She says she's looking for a long-term partner. Baby, that boat done sailed. You should have been looking for a long-term partner 30 years ago.
I haven't had a boyfriend, like, officially. No, dude.
Let's read the about me. I'm sure it's going to be ridiculous. I like a man who knows what he wants. He doesn't want a 49-year-old chubby woman. 9 times out of 10, but let's continue. Who listens, have many date ideas, and can take charge nicely when needed. So she wants an alpha male who could take charge. Okay. You're not afraid to start up a conversation with me if we have a match. You're smart, attractive, lovable, easygoing, fun, honest, have a job, and your life together. Okay, so this guy has all that going for him, and you think he wants an overweight 49-year-old woman.
Right.
Stop it. You hurting yourself. Just let it go.
I love to cook. That's a plus. Bake, go to games, play darts, bowling, boating, socialize, travel, play golf, happy hour. Oh, so she really be out there. I mean, at least you can go out and have some fun with her, I guess. I'm a very independent, successful, fun, funny young lady.
Stop the cap.
Young? Okay. Yeah, real young. Okay, let's do the point system. She's overweight, so I'm taking off 2 points for that. She's 2 decades past the wall. I'm taking off 2 points for that. She seems like she wants some ideal Chad to come swoop her up, which is absolutely ridiculous. So she's delusional. I'm taking 2 points off for that. So at best, she's a 4. And I think most of the guys watching my channel love themselves more than to mess with a 4. Bars. Okay, let's go over this next profile. Her information is blocked out, but let's just judge off the body. You know, she's top heavy, so I'm sure a lot of you guys are like that. She's not the skinniest, but she's also not the biggest. You know, some of you guys like them thick, them thickums. So let's go over the about me. Mostly not crazy. Mostly.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I guess women are trying to be funny when they say this, but guys take it pretty seriously. If you're mentioning anything about crazy, then that means you're absolutely batch crazy.
I have daddy issues and I don't like men. I don't trust them. Listen. I have PTSD.
I don't want to do this, but I don't have you. Please. Please. Record me. I don't care. Record me. I don't care.
And then next, the stereotypical thing. I'm a foodie and a traveler. Real person, educated, polite as F. Okay, first of all, of course you're a real person. I don't know what you mean by that. That's a stupid statement. I'm real. I keep it real. Is that what you mean? Keep it real like the rappers? And then she says she's polite as F. That doesn't sound polite. I mean, I guess you're trying to be funny again there. But feisty as F. Well, that don't go. You see the contradiction there, ma'am? This is just frustrating already. You're polite as F, but fiery as F. So this is the second time you're mentioning something about being a B, basically. And you think this is enticing to a man. And she says she's also tall as F. Most guys don't want awkwardly tall women. So you're really not selling this, ma'am. And under what she's looking for, she says short term, open to long. No, thank you. This woman, based on the picture, looked like she's definitely past the wall. I can almost guarantee it. And you still open to short-term relationships? No. So you basically on here to hook up. No guy's going to take you serious after you put this on your profile that you're open to short-term. She says she's black, Swedish, Filipino, but pseudo-Rican. Yeah, she's just coming across like a straight clown. Definitely just a pump and dump.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter. Dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like $100,000.
$100,000.
At least $100,000 a month.
$200,000 a month.
Probably well over $400,000.
$500,000 at the least.
On the figures.
A million? 2 million?
6 foot minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Companies be under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.